Hello, everyone. I'm Susan Carter, and thank you for joining us for our media call today. Joining us on the phone line from the World Bank here in Washington, D.C. is Dr. Catherine Wotecki, and she is USDA's Chief Science Officer. And she's going to give us an update of the G8 Open Data Conference. That two-day international conference started yesterday, and it will end later today. If you'd like to ask a question of her, you can let us know by pressing star 1 on your touchtone pad. And, of course, what is happening here is G8 ag leaders from the G8 countries have been meeting, and they are discussing the challenges as well as coming up with how to develop policies for online global platforms to share data from publicly funded agricultural research. And Dr. Wotecki is here to give us, like I said, an update on where things are now. Dr. Wotecki, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Susan. And we've not only had representation from the G8 countries here, we have representation from the New Alliance countries in Africa, along with several other countries that have very active ag research programs and who are also interested in making that information available so that useful applications can be developed off of it. We've been meeting the last 2 days here at the World Bank that has been hosting this conference for us, and we've heard a whole series of presentations about all the different kinds of data that are being made available through the use of the internet these days. The United States made a big announcement that we have created a new community for data that relates to food and agriculture and natural resources and rural communities on the U.S.'s data.gov portal. And there are now 350 data sets there available for use and development of new applications. This afternoon, the G8 countries announced that we have put out into the public plans for how we're going to continue making our research data and other statistical data that we collect available so that applications, new uses can be made of this data. And we've just posted on our conference website those action plans. So we've had an enormous amount of interest in this topic, a lot of excitement about applications that are already being made with these data, helpful to farmers, helpful to decision makers, helpful to policy makers, and also an enormous amount of enthusiasm about the new opportunities that are going to be made available with this commitment on the part of the G8 and the European Commission to make our agriculturally relevant data open and accessible.
Reporters, if you'd like to ask a question of Dr. Wotecki, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touchtone pad. What kind of response have you gotten from the information that has so far come out of this conference?
Well, we've had all kinds of people presenting from around the world, some of them scientists, some of them actually, you know, the people who do the programming, who come up with the code that takes data and makes it actually into a useful application. We've seen examples of how some of these things are actually now providing information to farmers in Africa that they're accessing through their cell phones. So there's been a whole lot of different people talking in sometimes very highly technical sessions about how you get this done, and sometimes focusing on the applications and what the needs are in developing countries.
Once again, reporters, if you'd like to ask a question, let us know by pressing star 1 on your touchtone pad. Highlights of this conference included remarks by Secretary Vilsack, and he is the agricultural secretary here, and also some video remarks by Bill Gates, and then, of course, panel discussions including representatives from the World Bank and as the White House Chief Technology Officer. What did they bring?
Well, the secretary reflected on how the data revolution that we're seeing now is going to be conducive to change in different ways of the way that we conduct agriculture as the industrial revolution was in changing agriculture, bringing tractors, bringing mechanization into agriculture. And out of that, we expect there's going to be a dramatic increase in agricultural productivity. We also expect that by sharing this information, and also because we've got access now to climate models and satellite systems that help in developing predictive models, that we'll be able to do a much better job of anticipating climate change and its effects on agriculture and building climate-resistant agricultural systems around the world. So the expectation that the secretary had and that he shared with us was that making agriculture data open and accessible is going to really be revolutionary.
We actually have a caller that's come up on the line. Let's go to Jerry Hagstrom with the Hagstrom Report. Jerry.
Yes, Dr. Lotesi, I'm not sure that anybody outside of academia understands what a data set is. Could you explain that?
Great question, Jerry. We have in this this community that we've just announced representations of that wide array of data. Some of it is coming from our plant and our animal research programs, where we're mapping the genomes of important crops and animal species for agriculture. So it's, you know, that genetic sequencing information along with the identification of the genes that have important quality traits or could convey drought resistance or pest resistance. So that's one kind of data set. We're also including all of our agricultural statistics data that traditionally we've made available, but now it's going to be easier through this new community on data.gov. So on, you know, crop production, the usual things that you see coming from NAS. We also have a number of data sets that are coming from the Geological Survey and from NOAA that take advantage of our Earth-observing satellites and that provide us with information about vegetative cover, water, and even, you know, topographical characteristics. All of these are important for agriculture. So when I say data set, it encompasses a really wide array of information that's important for agriculture and that's relevant to agriculture.
Once again, reporters, to ask a question of Dr. Wotecki, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touchtone pad. And she is giving us an update on some of the things that have come out of today's G8 Open Data Conference, which started yesterday and will end later on today. And speaking of those G8 agricultural leaders, Dr. Wotecki, am I correct in that they also had something that they presented or some applications or something that came out of the brainchild of what they're interested in seeing?
Well, we've had presentations from people from the G8 countries and from many other countries as well throughout the conference, because the development of these applications that are useful to farmers and useful to policymakers are coming out of data, you know, from Canada, from Germany, from the UK, from all of the members of the G8, in addition to the United States. The thing that we announced today, though, was action plans from the G8 countries and from the European Commission on how we're going to further the making of this agriculturally relevant and important data available globally. So it's what we're committing to do beyond this conference. And so I think that is a really significant step that we met today and yesterday. We've talked about where we stand right now with making these data available. And through the announcement that we made today, we're also saying we're going to continue the work that needs to be done so that all of the G8 countries will have a portal similar to what we announced on our data.gov, and that we're also going to continue to work to make those systems more user-friendly and what we call interoperable.
Okay. We have another caller that's jumped on the line. Let's go to the San Antonio Express News' Lynn Brzozowski. Lynn.
Yes, I cover agriculture, mostly cotton, corn, vegetables, things in Texas. How might this be of use or of interest to kind of a small or mid-sized or even large farmer? I know there is a lot of technology used in the fields right now, but I looked at some of the maps and I wasn't sure really what to make of it.
So there, you know, individual farmers, when they go to this website, probably are going to have the same kind of response that you did. There's an enormous amount of information here. It doesn't really speak that much to me. But the big deal here is that by making these data available, there are a lot of applications that are going to be developed that the farmer is going to be able to use. One of the examples the secretary used in his remarks yesterday were that when you buy a John Deere tractor today, it has 10 million lines of computer code in it. The global positioning system that is, you know, the basis now of precision agriculture is a good example of an application that is being made today and that many farmers are taking advantage of. But we're looking out of making these data available to entrepreneurs developing new applications that are going to be meaningful for farmers here in the U.S. as well as in other countries. We're seeing already applications that are helping farmers to identify specific pests or diseases earlier, and a myriad of other applications that the farmers are going to appreciate. So those will be coming from entrepreneurs, those will be coming from extension agents, and those will be coming in some cases from larger companies or from government scientists. So the beauty of open data is by getting it out there, people who've got an idea, people who've got talent are going to be developing those applications.
We have time for one last caller from Fierce Government IT, Molly Walker.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I was curious where reporters can find a copy of the action plan, and also if the action plan has any relationship to the department's open government strategy or the international efforts of the open government partnerships.
Well, the action plans we've just posted on the conference website, and we can get you that specific link. So that they are up and immediately available.
All right. Dr. Wojtecki, we have no more callers on the line. As we wrap up, what would you like us to know as far as where things are going since the conference actually doesn't end until later today? What's in store?
Well, we've got a couple of remaining sessions. We're going to be talking about delivering on the value of ag open data globally, and with specific examples coming out of the ag research community. Right now, there's a session going on about open data and global agricultural statistics and how to make them more useful by African policymakers. And we'll be winding up the afternoon hearing from David Bergvinson, who's the Deputy Director for Digital Design at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who's really interested in leveraging open data to accelerate the development of farmer-preferred products.
Before we go, you had mentioned that people can access information from the the G8 Ag Open Data Conference website. What is that web address?
Okay, the web address for the conference is...
This is Wayne Maloney with USDA. The best way to get a hold of the conference website is just to go to any of the materials that have already been posted, but especially the blogs. The conference website is listed at the bottom of each one of the blogs. So if you go to the USDA website, type in G8 under blogs, the conference website will become apparent to you.
Okay, and with that, we are going to close our media call, and thank you, everyone, for listening in.